Hey Huns, are you ready for a summer of greatness? This summer, Strongbow's partnering with us HunsNet to bring you the best Pride season ever. We're hitting the road, sprinkling some Strongbow greatness in the only way we know how. London, Manchester, get ready for the ultimate Pride warm-up parties at the Strongbow Takeabout brunches presented by HunsNet and hitting your cities over Pride weekends. Oh yeah, and don't forget, Strongbow's back for Fabuloso in the Park at Brighton and Hove Pride for one massive party at the Strongbow Stage of Greatness. So get involved, tell your friends, tell everybody, and make Pride season the best season ever with Strongbow and HunsNet. Over 18s only, please enjoy Strongbow responsibly. For more information, visit bedrinkaware.co.uk. We're back again. We've been away for a while, but we're back now, and we've got some surprises for you. In the words of Susan Boyle, we're back for season 3 of the HunsNet podcast with a brand new name, That's So Hun, a brand new set, brand new format, and a brand new co-hostess with the mostess.
It's Susan Boyle, it's apparently.
No, we couldn't afford Susan Boyle. So we've got from RuPaul's Drag Race UK season 3, the stunning pocket rocket of drag, Electra Fence.
Hello, everybody. It's me. It's the Pocket Rocket. Way.
And you've come in leopard print, which is very Hun.
Oh, it's my favourite colour.
Well,
stunning.
Leopard print is the official colour of Huns.
It is, baby. It is.
Well, welcome to the podcast. This podcast is going to be breaking down Hun culture for the Hun initiated. Now, what does that actually mean? Well, everybody's got their own version of Hun. HunsNet's my version of Hun. Jeans and a nice top is Hun. Drinks with the girlies at a party pub on Friday is Hun. And what this podcast is going to do is break down that for all the listeners. So if you don't know what Hun culture is, I can guarantee that you'll be welcomed into the Hun Club after listening to this podcast. So this podcast is with Strongbow, and it is with this Summer of Greatness. And we are going on tour with Strongbow this year. We're going to London and Manchester and Brighton, aren't we, Electra?
Yes, we are. I am so excited. We went to Brighton last year with them, didn't we?
We did. We had a massive stage, the Strongbow Stage of Greatness at Fabuloso in the Park with Brighton and Hove Pride. And we're back there this year. And we'll also be bringing our Take a Bow brunches to Manchester Pride and also London Pride. So it's going to be a right Pride Royal Rave up with Strongbow.
Oh, it's going to be glam, baby.
It is going to be glam. Now, Electra, before we get going on the podcast, you've been quite busy recently, haven't you?
I have. So I've just done... Oh, sorry, I've got something in my back. I've just done something called the London Marathon. Oh, would you look at that gold. It's rose gold, that, babe.
That's rose gold.
Do you want to touch it?
We could turn that into cutlery afterwards and
we
use
could. It. We could. So yeah, I've just finished the London Marathon.
And do you want to tell everybody what time you did it in, or are you keeping that close to your chest?
No, I'll tell the world, babes. I did it in 4 hours and 50 minutes.
Fabulous. And it was for charity as well.
It was for charity, and I did it in full drag as well. Head to knee.
Yeah,
I had a gorgeous pair of trainers on.
Lovely. Well, congratulations, Huns, on your marathon and all of the fundraising. I'm sure we won't hear the last of it on this podcast because you'll be dining out on that for weeks.
I have. I've had this in my pocket all day.
Really?
Stunning ear catch.
Do you mind if I don't?
Yeah.
Anyway, back to the podcast. That's So Hun is breaking down Hun culture for the Hun initiated. And of course, a massive part of Hun culture is reality TV, reality TV stars, and all of the reality TV quotes. So today, we have brought in two icons of the most recent series of Big Brother. Please welcome to That's So Hun, the one and only, the Hun and only, well, it's both of you, Jordan and Henry!
Whoop, whoop!
Thank you so much for having us, guys.
Yes, thank you.
It's fun, isn't it?
Welcome to That's So Hun. So what's been going on since you've left the Big Brother house? I know, how long's it been?
God, when if it was the end of November, wasn't it?
November, yes.
My grandparents have just about sort of got over watching us snogging in a hot tub.
That is going to be an eternal meme. How do you feel about you snogging in the hot tub being an eternal meme forever?
I never thought it would be me, because I didn't even want to get in the bloody hot tub.
You were lolloping about in that hot tub like you were
because
like...
of him, because of Henry.
Me. There's that famous picture, isn't there?
Oh, God.
We were speaking
about that in the car, weren't we?
It's actually quite embarrassing watching it back. I'm like, wow, I really was pining after him.
You were. And I, for some reason, couldn't see that until like the final hour.
But you got your man.
I did. I won in the end.
Yeah. So when did you go Facebook official with the relationship? Have you gone Facebook official?
Well, actually, it's quite a funny story, isn't it, darling?
Should we talk about that?
Blink twice if you're in trouble, Jordan.
The thing is, Henry didn't kind of know we were together until he heard it on Capital FM.
Yeah, I woke up in the morning. Yeah. At this time, we weren't living together. And I just turned the radio on and it was like, Big Brother fans, Jordan and Henry are official. And I was like, what? And I went onto Jordan's Instagram and he decided at about 1 a.m. or 2 a.m. to post an Instagram story saying, we're BFs.
Yes, I make lots of big decisions at 1 a.m.
That's the best time.
That's when I get stuff done.
When Jordan put BFs, he meant best friends. Oh, yeah. You've got it really mixed up all this time, babes.
And now I'm
fucking
trapped.
You've been going along.
I can't get out now.
It's Jordan's trapped.
It sounds like you're in a three-way with Capital FM.
I know.
So what's it like? Because you live together now, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we're both living together. We're both unemployed. Yeah, it's brilliant. We don't do anything.
You don't do anything.
The house is like a catalyst because you like, it's, yeah. You only first start dating. You might go on like a date 1 week and then the next week. But we literally lived together for 6 weeks. So it kind of like, it's really weird. No one else really experienced it. But it speeds everything up, like all the emotions and everything.
So we don't object to living together?
No, we haven't like threatened to kill each other or anything.
Although you have made threats about throwing Lego sets over the mezzanine.
We have a mezzanine and I've just been like, oh.
What?
Like a, you know, like a balcony.
A mezzawoo? So we don't have floors where I come from. What's a mezzawoo? Say it again.
You know, like in the house when there was that room upstairs. We have a very similar situation.
It's like a floating floor, isn't it?
A floating floor with steps going up to it.
Yeah. Mind blown. A mezzanine.
Today on That's So Hun, Electrofence learns the features and benefits of a mezzanine.
You know what, I had a feeling you two were going to say words that I did not understand. Mezzanine.
She's been researching lobster thermidor for the past week.
I even tried it and had an allergic reaction.
Oh, dear. No,
what, fishy? What? So, you're living together. Yeah. Tell us more about this Lego set situation.
Jordan cares a lot about his Lego. So, you know, you've always got to have something in your belt that you've got that you can be like, I don't know, I might just throw his Disney castle off the balcony one day.
Oh, my God, that is so Hun. I'm just going to chuck your Disney castle off. That is Hun.
While Tantrum dressed as like one of the Disney princesses.
Yeah. Can I ask you a question about Lego? Because I like Lego. I used to work for a contractor and we did the shows at Legoland. Now, Lego, they've got loads of like fun sets, you know, obviously all the famous ones. But I think Lego, the Lego Friends, which is essentially the Lego marketing for girls, they are Huns. Do you know much about the Lego Friends?
Oh, yes, I do. I like the Lego Friends sets.
How many Lego sets do you build a week?
Well, Henry's kind of banned me from buying them now. God, you're coming across as a right.
I know, I am.
Blink twice, Jordan. But
it's because Jordan spent all of his Big Brother winnings on Lego.
Oh.
Good but for you.
No, actually, it was very nice. We went, because usually I'm not a massive Leicester Square kind of guy. I find it very stressful. Mm. But we went into the Lego in Leicester Square, the Lego store, and we had like people stood like applauding us as we left the shop because we'd done a bit of a big buy, hadn't we?
I felt like a hero
because you
that
smashed
day.
It up when you went in there, didn't you?
You had like a Lego procession out of
the
Oh my God, I love
like
that.
Like confetti at a wedding throwing Lego pieces. That's what you should have at your wedding.
I could have a Lego themed wedding. Yeah.
Oh, Lego petals.
Right, I've got a question.
Yes.
Would you consider yourselves both Huns?
I think Jordan's.
Yeah, I think Henry's a bit of a lad, you see, but I would consider myself. That's not a reference to any. Sorry, I'm doing exactly what you told me not to do. But yeah, I would consider myself quite a bit of a Hun. I like Hun culture. I love it.
Did you know that you were going to be like a huge part of it now that you've done Big Brother? Was that one of your things of going in that you just wanted to, because you'll ever be immortalised in the Hun Hall of Fame now you've done Big Brother?
That wasn't the plan.
Why not?
But it's the consequence, I suppose. But yeah, I loved watching Celebrity Big Brother before I went and did civilian one. I, you know, Kim Woodburn. brilliant.
Just best TV ever, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes. Would you say she's your favourite, like, Big Brother star?
I would say so.
She gave us so much on the reality shows yeah. that that I think she's always going to be in there.
I always think back to Julie Goodyear and oh, yes. Cheryl Ferguson having that yes. row on launch night.
Get it, got it, God.
I fucking adore Bette Lynch.
She too. Is. She's
I had this period where I just watched 1970s, 80s Coronation Street. Religiously.
And just, but this is what I love about, and you know, soaps particularly, they give us these like characters, these matriarchs.
Yeah.
And it's always the matriarchs which become the stars of Hun culture.
While you're on Coronation Street, something's just popped into my head.
Here we yes. go.
So did no one else understands this? Like, everyone says I'm lying. There was a film that Coronation Street brought out, and Vera Duckworth's on the plane.
In Vegas?
Yes!
What?
Oh my God, this is so random that you've said this. So I spend my days looking at like iconic episodes, and there was a Coronation Street special where Jack and Vera went yeah. to Vegas to get married.
Yes!
Stop it.
Yeah.
And but it was like a big like film episode, yeah, wasn't it? And yeah. she had the drink on the plane, and the seat goes back, spills it all over herself. Oh, Jack!
Yeah.
Yeah. That, no, just me.
No, it's on TV. Had budget.
Yeah, I know. Where's it gone?
Shut up, Henry.
For me, like, I literally love strong, you know, no, I'm not going to say independent women or anything like that. Strong women who literally have got the catchphrases and can hold their own. And I like the soaps just give us
those.
What
was that other one called? The one with Rita? Stan. Not Rita.
Stan. Hilda.
Hilda.
Hilda,
Hilda
Ogden.
Ogden. Brilliant.
Hilda Ogden. You must know about this. This is your neck of the woods.
Maybe. I wasn't allowed to watch EastEnders. It was just Corrie, guys.
Was it?
Something we watch quite regularly is The Hotel Inspector with Alex Polizzi.
Oh, my God.
And
yeah.
she is brilliant. Just amazing. We just love seeing her just telling everyone to fuck off.
My new favourite. Do we watch Interior Design Masters? Have you seen Interior Design? Well, we won't talk too much about it, but Michelle Gundahin, who is the lead interior, she's the head of it. She is so Hun. And I can't quite put my finger on why she is, but she is so Hun. So I feel a little bit out of place in the studio today because everybody here today has been on a reality show apart from me. Electra, you were on Drag Race?
I was for 12 seconds, yes.
All of 12 seconds.
Yes. I was on Drag Race and it was the best time of my life.
Lovely.
I'd love to do what you've done. I'd love to do Big Brother. That is a goal.
Yes.
That is like a dream.
Would you have done a celebrity one then?
Yes, I would.
Because there was no queen in it. Was there?
I know, that's true. I thought, well, there were a few
Bagger
queens.
Was gonna do.
But
David.
I think David is the whole kingdom.
Yeah.
Please come on the podcast.
Sharon's kind of a drag queen.
Yeah. Sharon is like...
And of course, reality TV stars Big Brother, Jordan Henry. What is your favourite reality TV shows to watch apart from Big Brother?
Come Dine With Me is on a lot, and Four in a Bed. Like, I mean, just icons like Claire from Come Dine With Me.
Cooking on, serving
on her planks.
On her planks.
Yeah, cooking sirloin steak.
But I am more of a Four in a Bed, Three in a Bed person. Because really? I love how passive
really
aggressive.
Three in a Bed?
Wow. It's Three in a Bed?
Yeah. Like the old episodes.
No.
But they, you know, they were so passive aggressive all the time. It was brilliant.
What I love about Four in a Bed is when one of the contestants or groups of contestants walk off after a couple of episodes and it's never explained why. It's never explained why, but it's so passive aggressive. And what I also like as well, and this is how sad I am, is going on to TripAdvisor and actually reading the reviews of the B&Bs after.
That's brilliant.
That is. I hear that you are a fan of the Housewives franchise.
Fucking love Housewives.
Oh, which
Absolutely.
One?
Well, New York, I would say. I mean, I know I should say Cheshire because...
No, you can say what you want, babe.
I love Lauren, though.
We love Lauren.
She reminds me a lot of my mother.
Sorry, Jordan's mum is a Hun.
Yeah, we spoke about this before, didn't we?
She is. She's something. I can send you a photo and you can put it up.
When I saw your mum on Bit on the Side, I was like, I know that I would love to have a night out with that woman.
Your sisters, I'd say your sisters are Hun. She's very much like my besties.
Them together, they're like a force to be reckoned with.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they stayed out longer than we did, didn't they?
I know.
And we were just like, fuck this, we want to go home.
They're still out now.
I know.
No,
No, it's true, isn't it? But Jordan would talk about his mum like in the house, and I thought it was all like slightly exaggerated. And then I came out, I was like, oh my God, you really are this hun.
It's worse.
But I think like particularly me is like my sister and the things that my sister liked and the way that my sister used to go out and everything like that. It's definitely part of like hun culture. Like
going back to like Big Brother, like who would you say is the ultimate Big Brother hun?
I would have to say Kim Woodburn. She is a hun, isn't she?
She is a hun.
Yeah.
She's two-faced.
Yeah, you know, you've got all that.
I saw a clip the other day, and it was of Nikki Graham in the garden, sort of just complaining that she was born to be rich.
Yeah.
And she's like, I've got no money, but I just know I'm born to be rich. And I just think that was fabulous.
Manifestation.
And yeah, 100%. And she just seemed really sad about it, but yeah.
Yeah, Nikki Graham for me, like, and I know she's no longer with us, but she for me embodies like a certain time in my life. You know, the quotes and everything. It's something. Love your Nick.
Yeah.
Mine was probably Kinga for reasons I won't go into. I loved Kinga.
Of course you
did. And Nadia as well. Icon.
Yeah, Nadia. Yeah.
I think one of my favourite moments is also Leslie Jordan, bless him, also gone, and Frenchie.
Oh, Frenchie.
That fiery moment. I could watch that over and over again.
Quick question to you on Celebrity Big Brother. Would you like me to be the cat? That was a grim moment. That was a grim moment. Talking about So Hun, on the episodes, we ask our guests to bring in or tell us something that you think is So Hun. Now, there's no right or wrong answers because, as we said at the top, Hun culture is so individual and everybody's got their own version of Hun. So, have you brought in or got anything to share with us that you think is So Hun?
So, before I show you a little gift that we were given recently, one thing I just want to talk about was like air fryers.
Air fryers is the official product of Hun.
Air fryers have become like this cult, I think. People who own air fryers, people start naming their air fryers.
I've never heard of that. Have you named yours?
No, we don't have one. No. You quite like one.
You don't want one, do you? So.
You don't? Oh, domestic.
Anyone get the popcorn, here we go.
Who anyone want to gift them a hairdryer?
You quite like turkey dinosaurs,
oh,
don't you?
I love turkey dinosaurs.
So maybe
you're right up my street. Do you like a turkey drumstick as well?
Yeah.
When the oil seeps out of
just
them.
Just shove them all in.
Oh my God, yes.
Don't
Henry, do you
want to
sit here? I'll sit there.
So air fryers, you think are Hun?
Yes.
Well, they are.
Very, very Hun. And I feel like people that have them kind of, do they get hypnotized by them? They talk about them a lot.
Yep.
We were at someone's flat the other day and they had like this wall of like air fryer recipe books. It is very, very Hun.
It is. Sure. I think it's the convenience. I think it's the fact that, I think something that contributed to it as well is that there was like a tier of air fryers. Obviously Ninja was at the top and you couldn't get them anywhere. And I think people get obsessed with something when they can't get them. Mm. I was one of those people. So I've got to be honest with you. I am a two-time air fryer owner. I bought a one from Asda and I thought, because I didn't really want to get involved with it, I was like, no, I'm not getting involved with the air fryer, it's going to be a slippery slope. Bought it and then realized that you can't actually cook a whole meal in there until you've got a double drawer. So let's settle this now. Where are you at with air fryers? So what, I feel if you want one, Jordan, you should get one.
I don't know where it would go.
I've dominated quite a big part of the kitchen with my coffee machine, and you don't drink coffee.
Are you bean to cup?
It's only fair that you take maybe the other side of the island.
Are you bean to cup, Henry?
To cup?
Yeah,
bean to cup.
Bean to
cup. I was like, where's
cup? Are you into cupping?
Are you into cupping? No, because I've got to be honest with you, Nespresso and all the pods are so Hun, but I just can't get on board with it.
No, neither. No. And in Big Brother, it was very difficult because we just had the most sort of, they really bought the cheap, like the cheapest instant stuff you can get.
What, Mellow Birds? Yeah.
It wasn't great.
Are you big coffee drinkers?
I'm not. Well, you made me coffees the other day, didn't you? And I ended up having like 10.
I've not slept for 16 days. So what have you bought that you think is so Hun?
Well, one of our lovely supporters gifted us this, which is a porn star martini candle.
I have never seen one of those, but
no,
I want it.
It smells like home base. But it's quite nice as well. We've had it lit.
Don't you mean?
No, we've lit it. We clearly like
when
it.
When have you ever been into home base?
I haven't actually.
That is...
Do you want to have a sniff?
Can I have a sniff?
Wait, yeah. Actually, I'm a bit worried. Is it going to maybe like Jordan with the coffees?
You almost set the table on fire, didn't you, with that one?
Yeah.
Do you know what this reminds me of? Christmas when I was a kid.
Yeah. What, drinking Pornstar martinis?
I used to love Christmas. No, like the cheap plastic Christmas decorations.
Oh, God, yeah. I'm pretty sure they're all made in the same factory.
Yeah.
Pornstar martini candles in the summer.
It's a bit like loose as well.
Oh, I know. I feel like once it's done, you could scrape out all the wax and pour your Prosecco in there.
That is definitely so hun, because it not only is it a candle, it's also multifunctional, as you said. So once that candle is burnt out, you can just get it in your dishwasher and then you've got a stunning glass.
100%.
Stunning glassware. That is...
We also did bring you a bottle of Echo Falls, but it's empty now because we were going to put fairy lights in it, but then we didn't.
Or a candle in the top.
Getting fairy lights, so you've got an empty bottle of Echo Falls.
That is what. Thank you so much.
We did not drink it either. We literally tipped it down the sink.
You have not lived. The Strongbow Summer of Greatness is now in full swing, and what better way to accompany this summer's hunting than Strongbow's brand newest flavoured ciders. We've got Tropical, a taste partnership of mangoes and pineapples. We've got Zest with the citrus vibes of oranges, lemons and limes. The choice is yours. Over 18s only, please drink Strongbow responsibly. For more information, visit bedrinkaware.co.uk. Now listen, on the podcast every week, we like to delve into what we call hunstery, because there are things that are from the past that have contributed to hunness in this day and age. And basically what happens is I scour eBay for these items, spend a load of my money, but we bring them back from the past and we talk about how they've contributed to Hun culture. Now listen, this one that I found, because I know you like Lego, I thought, right, what Hun toys were there? And there was a particular time, I think in 2008, when the Happy Meal toy went Hun. And in this week's Hunstery Box, Electrofence is now going to present what is in the gorgeous crushed pink velvet.
What's in your box?
Go on, get it out. Go on.
Excited. Are you ready for this? Yeah. I imagine this is what your sofa looks like, Jordan.
We don't have a sofa. We have a pew.
Where are you living?
We actually do need to get a sofa.
Yeah.
Right. I'm so excited for this. Yeah. Let's just get this out for... Are you ready?
In this week's Hunstery Box
In this week's Hunstery Box is a McDonald's MP3 player!
Wow.
That is very cute.
I think I had one of those when I was a child.
Did you?
I think so.
And it's still in its packaging.
No,
and it's like...
Yeah, it's never been used. So this is from 2008. I wrestled with a woman from Sheffield on eBay for this. I won. And we just thought that this, when Happy Meal toys went Hun, that was just like an iconic moment. Yeah. So I think that this, I mean, I paid for the Sugar Babes version. So let's give it to our guest selector and they can open it up and see.
To be honest.
No, you please do.
I might have to like really...
Go on, don't worry. Hopefully
it's... people collect these, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, they're worth quite a lot of money.
This is a bit of a throwback.
This is definitely...
How much did it cost you? If I may ask.
Of course you can ask. I think it was about £36.
Fucking
I know.
Wait, there's a Sugar Babes and Girls Aloud.
There was. I think there was a McFly one as well. So I don't know how to get it to work, but...
There should be a little tab in it.
I love the Sugar Babes.
Pull it up, the red thing. Pull the red thing up.
Is it the Sugar Babes?
Yeah.
Is it singing?
But... Not the original lineup.
Not the original... I mean, what lineup?
Wait, does it sound?
Is it meant to sound?
Is it got...
Some bloody speaker, darling.
Oh, there we go. Wait, is there meant to be that?
Oh my God, it worked!
I think I had that exact one when I was a child.
That explains
about
a lot.
About You Now is a very good song.
That is very hard.
There's someone calling.
I am shocked that works.
I am shocked that the batteries from 2008 still work.
That is stunning.
That is so stunning.
I think if you push it down, it stops.
Oh my God. Music peaked at that moment,
didn't it?
Yeah, music absolutely peaked.
Steve Jobs was shook.
That was it. Honestly, absolutely. So every week on the pod, we delve into what's been going Hun recently in the news and on social media. So, Electra, what stories have been out there recently that you think are so hun?
I don't know if you know, but the London Marathon happened recently. And I might have done it. I don't know.
Well, you're not mentioned it.
No, you're not mentioned.
How dare you? You know, and there were so many, like, honey outfits. Like, what is a honey outfit to run in? Like, you know, is it cycle shorts and bright pink shoes? What is it? Is it leopard print? What is that?
I think it's a nice top and a pair of jeans.
Yeah, jeans and a nice top. Mm. In the
jeans
marathon.
And a nice top to run a marathon.
I can imagine there'd be a chafing issue with the jeans.
Yeah,
maybe.
Lots and lots of Vaseline there, babe.
Well, I would imagine on the marathon that there were a lot of people raising money in tutus and leg warmers. I feel like that would be quite a honey. I mean, you did it.
Yeah, there were a lot of tutus. A lot of those, do you know those like crispy tutus that they wear on?
Was that one of those before, darling?
I hope we got that look on camera.
No, I once encountered a chap who was wearing one and he did not smell good.
So the crispy tutu comment was quite triggering for you there, I suppose.
Back to therapy. It's therapy now. So yeah, those tutus, there was a lot of tutus. And those, like, not rosary beads, but you know those beads that have like a shot glass on them?
Ooh, what a tough.
I don't. You're the beads.
It must be something from the north.
Blackpool. You know Blackpool, don't you?
Yeah.
Have you been to Blackpool?
No. I would love to go.
We're not marathon runners so like hun. You.
Blackpool is hun, huh, baby?
We're not marathon runners like you.
I didn't run to Blackpool.
The London to Blackpool Marathon.
I could start that. That's a good idea.
Here we are.
Yeah, lots and lots of tutus, lots of neon.
Lots of neon, yeah. Look at me, I'm running the marathon.
Yeah, lots of air grips, lots of neon. Yeah.
Do you know what I found quite honey? There was this chap who was doing drinking a glass of wine after every...
Oh my God. I bet the Echo Falls he was having there. Yeah. I don't have that many friends that would be there at each mile to give me a glass of wine.
Why?
You make friends along the way.
Yeah. Have you got marathon friends now?
I have. Yeah. No, I have. There was this one special moment. I'm just going to talk about the marathon again. But there was this one special moment. I was running. I don't know if you've seen what my wig was like, hanging on for dear life. And this lovely woman passed me her hair grips, sweaty hair grips, out of her hair. And it was really kind. But like passed me these dripping hair grips and helped me grip my hair in as we were running.
Oh, huns supporting huns.
True.
I can't believe you ran in drag too.
I know.
Weren't you boiling?
No, I wasn't.
Oh.
No, I had great setting spray.
Hello, brand deal.
Urban Decay setting spray. If you've ever tried it, I'd try it. But yeah, I don't know. Botox kept the sweat away. It's great. Yeah. I've not moved since.
Would you ever run a marathon? Do you think you could do it? Would you?
No, but I might get Botox. There's the clip.
So, so if you got Botox, would you then just put it to the test and then do a marathon just to test whether Botox has worked?
No, I won't be doing any marathons.
Henry, what about yourself? Do you think you've got a marathon in you?
I don't think I've got the resilience. I don't think I could do it, but maybe it's mind over matter.
Yeah.
I think we should do it together next year.
Shall we?
Yeah, shall we all do a marathon? No.
Shall we all do it? Yeah.
Now, every week we give our listeners an opportunity to get involved with the pod by telling us what they think is so hun. And it can be something that they've remembered from the past. It could be something that's happened to them this week. It can be a person. It can be a feeling. It could be absolutely everything, anything and everything. So, Electra, what contribution huns have we had this week?
This week, Claire from Carlisle had the Just Like the First Time Lisa Scott Lee costume custom made to go to the Steps concert. Now, have you ever had like a costume made to go to a concert? Maybe Steps?
No. I can't say I have.
Can you imagine, like, because I love Kylie, and I know you love Kylie. You nearly met her recently, if I remember.
Yeah, I kind of did meet her, but I feel like she didn't want me near her.
Yeah.
But
definitely. Could you imagine going to the
Because I kind of wanted her to know that I know some of the deep roots. I didn't want it to be like, oh, do you like padam?
Oh yeah, like you need to know that you were day one.
Yeah,
Kylie.
No, she was lovely. We were at the Brits and she was literally on the table next to us and I literally was like, I can't not speak to you. You're there, like Queen Kylie.
Was she ethereal? Did she have a light around her?
Yeah. She had lots of bodyguards around her.
What does she smell like?
Kylie Minogue Rosé.
That's good. Yeah, no. So you'd never go to a Kylie concert dressed as Kylie?
No. I think the most I did, I think I went to Lady Gaga's Joanne tour wearing a pink cat.
Mad.
Yeah.
Mad.
Really
That's
pushing
so
the
wild.
Boat out.
That's
I know.
Like a wild horse.
I know.
Right there.
Exactly.
Have you got a concert, have you got an artist that you've been to together now? You know, like couples like to go to places together. Have you got an artist together that you like?
Not particularly, have we?
I think the Brits, like, yes. We found, like, with the Brits, we thought it was very rock and roll, but it was quite tame, actually.
Yeah.
We were actually probably the most, like, when Kylie was playing, we were, like, dancing on the chairs, and, like, no one else. In fact, when you watch it back, you see there's a pan across the stage, and you just see Jordan, like, like.
But we would love to be invited back, so.
Yeah, yes.
What else have we got, Electra?
So we've got Kirsty from Blackpool. Hey, you like Blackpool, don't
you? She's
a hun,
isn't
she? Our Kirsty. I actually think I know this Kirsty. So, I think I shared a stick of rock with her one. Kirsty from Blackpool thinks that matching Georgia Asda PJs at Christmas are so hun, and her fella is fuming. Do you two wear matching PJs? Probably not from Asda. It's probably bought them from Pearson's.
No. Well, in the house I wore Primani pyjamas, didn't I?
Yeah.
And then everyone went out and started buying them.
Oh my God, you had a sales spike.
Yes.
Oh my God, yeah.
And the people were like, we can't find these anywhere. I'm not attributing that to me, but...
Yeah. Own it, Jordan. You contributed to a spike in sales on Primark pyjamas. Own it.
You need your range. You need your own range at Primark, like Rita Ora. Yeah. Jordan's PJ. I don't know what's going on with that.
Yes. Henry does watch... Henry does wear a lot of my clothes. So this is mine. The all jumper.
Wait out me.
But we don't have any matching pyjamas.
Is this because you haven't done the washing? Or just because...
Henry doesn't like wearing pyjamas, do you?
Who does the washing? Yeah, that's a good question. Who does the washing?
Did you spend Christmas together this year or last year?
No, we spent New Year together, though, didn't we? Yeah. But I have to say, I think the matching PJs is very hun. Also, like... Lynx Africa set.
Lynx Africa at Christmas.
And yeah, maybe a pair of silly socks from grandma.
Silly
or
socks, yeah. Definitely. Mm. Well, if you do want to join in and give a contribution to next week's show, or the show after that, or the show after that, or until they get cancelled, you can do so by clicking on the link on the HunsNet bio and just tell us if you've spotted some hunting in the wild. We want to know. So every week on That's So Hun, there's an opportunity for one of the things that we've spoken about to take a bow. So let's recap on all of the fun things that we've spoken about that we have thought have been hun this week. And then at the end, we're going to take a vote and that's going to be crowned That's So Hun. And we'll ask it to take a bow. So we spoke about Lego. We spoke about air fryers. We spoke about the porn star martini candle, four in a bed, Jordan's mum, and matching pajamas. So,
what a lineup!
What do you want? What a lineup! What do you want to vote for, Electra, as So Hun this week?
It's a good one this week, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I'm gonna. It's either the air fryer or Jordan's mum. Mm. So Jordan's mum using an air fryer.
Yeah. Okay. That's So Hun.
And she does that quite regularly.
Good for you, Babs.
I think it's definitely got to be Jordan's mum, R. Jade. As people call her.
R. Jade. A.R. Jade.
A.R. Jade.
Yeah, so I'll vote for her. It'll keep her happy. A little shout out.
And there is no contest from me. I thought your mum was so hun from seeing her on TV. So that's So Hun this week. Jordan's mum, Jade, you get to take a bow. She's so hun.
Yes, Jade.
Woo! Congratulations, Jade. I've actually got a prize for you that you can take to Jade. In fact, can we get the prizes? So in celebration, I've actually got, I bought you some HunsNet gifts that you can actually
Fabulous.
Take back to your mum or your sister.
Thank you so much.
There we are. There's.
They will be delighted.
There
we are.
There's a little pin badge in there,
and there's a
Hun fan. Now
we just need a fan.
This is it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Summer's coming up, so make sure Jade gets that and give her our love. Now, one thing that I wanted to talk to you about as well. Have you had any celebrity Hun interactions?
Yes. I mean, she's one of the queens of reality television.
She is.
Gemma Collins, the GC.
You met her, or what happened? Tell us about it.
No, well, Jedward's always been such a big supporter of ours.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, you're Jenry's Jepic and stuff. So I don't know, how did it happen? Did we just ask
I just
them?
Remember we were out and about in London and we suddenly got a video sent from Jedward and we're thinking, what could this be?
A jump scare from Jedward.
Yeah, a jump scare from Jedward. And we opened it up. I mean, we have the clip. I don't know if you want me to show it you or if you want to...
Yep, let's show the clip.
Yeah.
All right, Jordan and Henry, it's the GC. Yeah, baby, Merry Christmas.
Keep sending you Jepic energy.
Keep it Jepic.
Let it
stay fabulous. Get that fire exit door, I'm claustrophobic.
I've just got one time when I actually met her briefly on a flight back from Mykonos, as you do. Ooh. And she was in front of me on the road to get onto the plane. And there's this really young little girl. And she leant down to the little girl and said, have you been to Namos, babes? I don't think she has.
So I'm imagining this like the People's Princess, Gemma Collins, reaching out to children. You've been to Namos, babes.
What is Namos? Like,
this is a beach club.
Oh my God.
Now that is her.
That is her.
That's so hard.
There was also Michelle Visage.
I chased Michelle Visage from my boyfriend at drag
con. That was a surreal moment. I was like shaking. I was like, wow, it's Michelle Visage.
She's
Michelle
your celebrity
Visage.
Crush.
She is
stunning.
So unfortunately, we're nearing the end of That So Hun. I'd just like to say a big, huge thank you to Jordan Henry. Thanks for coming on the pod.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. It's been fun.
Have you enjoyed yourselves?
Yeah, I've actually laughed quite a bit.
Well, that's good.
I know. And I'm usually such a miserable bastard.
No, you're not. When is our next night out down at Freedom? For anybody who doesn't know, what's Freedom, Electra?
Our Freedom Bar is a bar in Soho. It's the one with the green lights, you know, opposite the Vegas slot machine place. It's such a fun bar. People think it's just upstairs, but you go downstairs, it's a whole new...
You go in one person. You go in one person and come out another.
You do. Yeah.
Ask for key.
So, what have you got coming up, boys? What's on the radar? Where can people find you on socials? What's been going on?
Do you want to go first?
Do you want to go? We're having fun, aren't we? We're doing lots of social media things. I quite enjoy watching Jordan review mops on TikTok. Actually,
Mop Talk.
Love you on TikTok.
TikTok. It really confuses me because if I put effort into content, it doesn't, you know, attract any attention. Yeah. But when I'm just there reviewing
mops. In the house, John said he would never get TikTok. Look at him now.
I know.
He said he'd never go in that hot tub. Then he's snogging me in it. It's like...
I love it when you do the TikToks with things down the side. It's like number 1, 2, 3,
yes.
Up to 10.
Because they get quite a lot of views.
And I'm like most of them. Yeah.
Well, you can join Jordan every day for a review of a new mop on TikTok. Now, unfortunately, we are to the end of this episode of That's So Hun. Join us next week where we've got brand new guests, a brand new topic, and not a brand new co-host, because you did quite well this time.
Did I? You can stay. Still got the job.
You have still got the job.
Past probation. Whoa.
Fabulous. But before we go, can you leave everybody with your Hunspirational quote of the week to give them some Hunspiration so they can go out there and live, love, laugh their best lives?
Of course, of course. You know me, I'm not one for a quote, smash the world and all that. So, ladies, gentlemen, and my non-binary friends, you can't change the past, but you can change the future.
Right.
I think that's incredible.
Join us next time for more inspirational quotes. Thanks for watching. Subscribe, like, do all of that. Until next time, goodbye.
Bye.
So that brings us to the end of another episode of That's So Hun as part of the Strongbow Summer of Greatness. Make sure you follow in at Strongbow UK on all your socials for exclusive Summer of Greatness content and to find out how you can get tickets to the Take a Bow brunches. Oh yeah, and make sure you join us at Fabuloso in the Park at Brighton and Hove's Pride in August. We'll see you there, Huns. Over 18s only, please enjoy Strongbow responsibly. For more information, visit bedrinkaware.co.uk.